You're listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Global food for thought.
Welcome to eBay Radio. And now, the man who once had himself shipped to Kentucky just to test the global shipping program, our very own Priority Mail, Griff.
Oh, brother.
Told you you missed some of the new ones today, darn it.
But let me tell you something.
What?
While I was sitting forever in the doctor's room, I had the radio show.
Oh, no.
I heard every word, babe.
Oh, no.
I love that app. Well, I wanted to prove to the people that were holding me up that I actually did have a life outside of my knees and that I was needed. And then they listened to the show and they said, sounds like you're not needed that
time. Betsy and I just took over the whole thing.
I know. Well, you know.
But we did very well. We did pretty well. Not as well as you could with Todd, though. I wish you could have been here for that.
I thought actually it was really good.
You think so?
I thought it was really good,
yes. Did we get across everything that needed?
Absolutely.
Oh, great. Okay, well, now you're back, so go for it, babe.
This segment is sponsored by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. We've all had bad days when we just aren't feeling it. What is this meant for me? But you have to soldier on. Here now to tell us how to combat apathy and to answer the question, can I really do this part-time, is Christopher Matthew Spencer. He's the author of Grow Rich with eBay Consignment, and he's known on eBay as top-rated seller, Born to Deal. Christopher, what's the key to combating apathy as an eBay seller?
Thank you so much, Griffin Lee. It's really exciting to be on the show again, and I'm always thrilled to be here, and thanks for asking this important question. Some eBay sellers have told me that they get into a rut. It's only natural. You do the same thing over and over, and you finally find yourself getting either tired, bored, or, you know, you get apathetic. And it's more competitive out there, or it's harder to earn money. These are some of the things I hear, and I ponder that, and I go, yes, there's more online competition, and you know, it's easy to fall out of motivation when you don't find something fun anymore, so you have to inject some fun back into it to get off of the apathy train. The truth is, eBay is significantly bigger now, and there's more products out there. That's true, but there's also more buyers and a greater opportunity for great accomplishments on eBay, and I'm doing as well today as I was in the past, but I have to be careful what I sell and how I do it. So first, you must strategize for happiness. I know this sounds a little hokey, but I want to be clear about what I mean. It's not just a business or a job. eBay is a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle for success. Imagine having the freedom to work when you want to, anytime you want, and working from a laptop in your robe if you want to.
Yeah, this should make us very, very happy.
Yeah.
We need to turn this apathy back into enthusiasm. So tell us what to do.
Don't face your problems alone. Find solutions by asking other successful eBayers and non-eBay sellers. Find mentors who are in business, who are successful, and ask them how they get motivated every day to get up and be powerful and successful in their businesses. Another thing, age is not to be feared. I'm 45 today. I started when I was in my 20s on eBay, and I'm just as excited today about working in this business as I was 15 years ago. You also have to be open to new ideas. You have to innovate and keep an open mind. One of the more important things that I do is I believe in myself. I believe in what I can do. I don't allow myself to feel negative about my business. So I'm very enthusiastic because I think I'm insatiably positive about my business every day, and I'm really an optimist. I'm a serial optimist. I would also turn off the TV. I tend to find that, you know, news tends to be on the bleak side of things, and I'd limit your personal social media time because it's easy to get sucked into negativity online when you're doing social media. It's important to, you know, follow people that have a bright outlook on life and stay away from the drama. That tends to burn up your time as a business person because your business and your social media is in the same place, in the computer. I would also focus on accepting yourself unconditionally, but don't believe in yourself too much. You know, be ready to learn from other people. Hubris is generally a counterproductive, you know, force in your life. I also try to avoid confusing material stuff with success. You know, I'm just as happy to deal with a smaller customer as I am a larger customer, and I treat customer service equally across all orders. But, you know, in my life, I live within my means. You know, I try to limit my purchases and my, personal life to what I need. And I look at my business with care and logic, and I really focus on what I need. You know, it's easy to buy something you don't need, and then you turn around and regret it later. So you have to focus on not having buyer's remorse when you're doing business purchases for your eBay business. Cameras, I use my iPhone these days to take pictures of items. It actually does a really great job. I would also avoid letting your past experiences affect your future relationships with people and your business. And you have to remember that everybody is unique, and you don't want to waste time thinking about, you know, dreaming and thinking into the stars. You should think about your business and strive for a brighter future with what you have in front of you. So these are some of the tips that I give. You know, I think to keep things interesting and be sure that you maintain at least some fun, I would sell items for hobby, not just for profit. In other words, weave in some things you like to do and sell them on eBay and share them with other people. If you like to paint, you know, even if you don't make a lot of money on it, sell it on eBay for fun. Just gives you an outlet to keep yourself motivated and interesting. I really enjoy, you know, rehoming unwanted items and earning real money consigning items from people that don't want them anymore. Helping people smile is my big motivator for being excited every day, and I look at achieving their goals as my success. So don't allow apathy to infect your eBay business, and you want to stay excited and on top of it every day. Those are some of my tips.
Griff, see, we could stop the show right now.
We could.
And just play what he said over and over again in a loop.
Yeah, we could.
You're so kindly. Thank you.
Well, you work for Kathy Ireland Worldwide, and at the same time, you run a successful eBay consignment business. I don't know how you manage to do all that. How do you manage to do all that?
Well, that's a great question, Griff. Working with Kathy Ireland has been stunning. She's absolutely stunning as a person, as a human being. She's involved in so many wonderful causes. You know, one of the things that I like to do in terms of my eBay business is to help support her causes, which is Providence Santa Barbara Christian School, and I'll mention that a little bit more in detail later. But I have, you know, I do have a wonderful staff that helps me and fully supports me in my eBay business, but I'm also involved directly in a significant way. But I can handle emails, customer service, and manage listings early in the morning, at lunchtime, on nights and weekends. It's scheduled, it's planned, and it's well organized, and it's designed for success because I have it all on a calendar. So it's easy to do with eBay to have an eBay business on the side, and it doesn't have to be something you put full time into, and you can make significant money in part time.
That is not, well, we know that, don't we, Griff? We know a lot of people who make substantial money doing eBay part-time.
They make all their money. They make their full-time living.
But he's talking about people who still have a job.
Who do it part-time.
And do it part-time.
Hey, I make some money on eBay part-time. I'm not going to lie.
One of the things that you said, Christopher, when you talked about mentors and asking people, even who aren't eBay sellers but who are in business, you said a mouthful then, because I try to drill into people's heads. They are entrepreneurs. They're business owners. And the same problems and challenges that they have, so do the brick and mortar stores. So do the guys who own the little industrial businesses making stuff in your industrial park. It's the same. You're going through the same challenges, the sales up and down, customers who drive you nuts. So having mentors who aren't necessarily eBay sellers but who are entrepreneurs can be very important.
Absolutely. I have a mentor, and his name is Jason, and he's very significantly involved in really getting me, getting my head in terms of getting it into the right space for customer service and business, and really helping me with my life. And as a mentor in life and in business, Jason has really dramatically affected my customer service interactions with customers. I've learned to be gracious and provide great service and provide outstanding customer interaction because of his mentorship. So, you know, people and he's not in the eBay business. You know, people who are really just great at what they do can inspire you.
So you're basically a positive person. I've known Chris for a long time, right? Christopher, I've known you since 1990. I think it's 1999 when you first started.
Yeah, that sounds right.
In Denver, if I'm not mistaken, when he was an instructor.
You're so correct. We did meet first in Denver.
It was the eBay University program.
We got snowed in,
Christopher.
Yeah,
I do. Christopher was one of our instructors in the first. Very early days of eBay University when we used to go around the world. So I know what I do when I start feeling overwhelmed and apathetic, and part of that comes from a little bottle that comes from the doctor. But what is your secret when you, and I know, come on, you must sometimes feel overwhelmed and even maybe a little apathetic. What's your secret?
Experience. I take a deep breath, and it's, you know, I remember back on all the other experiences. So it's cumulative, and I look at each experience. There was an auctioneer in Beverly Hills who recently auctioned off some stuff for Larry Hagman, and he really inspired me with some comments that he made about being a serial optimist and really focusing on, you know, looking at the bright side of things. And it really sunk in. And after listening to that and from mentorship from my great friend Jason Winters, I have really put it in the space of appreciating life, being around, you know, being healthy, having my health, having a business, being independent, you know, being a homeowner, you know, all that stuff cumulatively adds to my happiness, and it's self-fulfilling. So, I mean, it sounds overly simple, but it is simple. If you wake up every day patient and thinking of, you know, how to be successful, you are going to be successful. I try not to argue with people anymore. I used to argue a lot with individuals about.
So you basically, as you get older, you're supposed to realize that stuff happens.
Yes.
And this too shall pass.
That's yes. Right.
One way or the other, right?
People.
It'll pass. Listen, you're going to be joining us in Vegas next week as a featured speaker at the eBay Radio Party and Conference. What will you be talking about?
I am so excited to be coming there with you, and thank you for your incredible hospitality and generosity for allowing me to speak. I will be speaking about how to grow rich with eBay consignment, and it's all proven, and it's all real, and it will be something that I will enjoy sharing with other people.
I'll be paying very close attention in case I need a new job.
Exactly. Hey, it could happen.
It could happen to anyone.
And Griff and I are going to do Griffin Lee Radio until we go to the grave.
Thanks again, Christopher. We'll see you in Las Vegas. This segment was sponsored by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Coming up next, sizzling summer sales tips. Stay tuned for more eBay Radio.
It's eBay Radio's 11th anniversary, and we're celebrating with a party and conference at Bally's Hotel in Las Vegas. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, June 17th through the 19th. The bad news is we're sold out. The good news is we have a standby list. Go to ervegasstandby.com. It's your chance to meet the eBay experts, the gurus of e-commerce, and eBay employees. We're adding new people every day. Don't wait. Sign up for standby now at ervegasstandby.com. That's ervegasstandby.com. And remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it. Selling on eBay is easier and more profitable when you do it by the book. The eBay Radio Seller Bookshelf presents a curated library of useful books for eBay sellers, complete with links to help you find them on eBay. In addition to essential business titles, you'll find eBay history, eBay fiction, and some eBay books that are just plain fun. Go to ebayradio.com and click Archives on Demand. You'll find Seller Bookshelf under the Seller Resources tab. eBay Radio Seller Bookshelf. It's eBay by the book.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out, and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
The research is in. Social media marketing can increase your bottom line. Online sellers who do it correctly are reaping the benefits, and you need to be a part of it all. Social Beacon is a new tool that lets you easily post the listings you choose on Facebook, Pinterest, and Twitter all at the same time. It measures the results, so you know what works. Become a successful social marketer. Go to PageMage.com and start using Social Beacon today. It's free, and you'll share your first item in just 5 minutes.
Sometimes it becomes clear when you're product sourcing that you need to fish in a new pond. BidOnFusion.com is looking for those few savvy power sellers who recognize a great new fishing opportunity when they see one. BidOnFusion.com is America's largest wholesale resource for bulk closeout lots from major retailers such as Walmart and Home Depot, along with customer returns and overstocked inventory. BidOnFusion has the widest variety of goods available
available to eBay sellers. You'll find great new inventory auctions going for pennies on the dollar against full retail. Historically available to only large-scale liquidators. Choose from appliances, general merchandise, power tools, home entertainment, building materials, home improvement lots, and more. All bundled into premium pallets. We constantly offer new inventory every day. Check us out often. Go to bidonfusion.com. There's some big fish waiting.